The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, y'all. This is House Guest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show. Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the show. In today's episode, we have the founders of ClearSTEM back on the show because y'all loved that episode from, I think, 2 years ago so much. In that episode and this episode, we're talking a lot about adult acne, different acne triggers, the temperature in which you should be showering, eggs. There's so many things. So I highly recommend also going back and listening to our first episode. But I love talking to them because I learn so much about skincare. I'm a huge fan of the brand. I actually just ran out of my moisturizer and I'm placing an order with my own code, which by the way is HouseGuest for 20% off. Macy's also the biggest fan of ClearSTEM. She peeps in at this episode. So before we get into the episode, because I didn't say this, you can visit clearstemskincare.com and use code HouseGuest at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. Again, that is code HouseGuest for 20% off your first purchase on ClearSTEM Skincare. I love their stuff. I also just wanted to mention, if y'all are listening to audio, highly, highly, highly recommend watching on YouTube for this episode because we're in Austin and the set is stunning. So anyways, let's get started with the show. I'm so glad you guys are back on the show. For people who didn't listen to our first episode that was about 2 years ago, you guys should go back and listen to it. Can you guys give a little bit of a backstory to ClearSTEM and both of y'all's like personal journey?
Yeah, so we both struggle with acne like really aggressively. Like I had to do Accutane 3 separate times and it still came right back. Like that's how bad mine was. And Kaylee struggled with it too, especially when she got off birth control. A lot of women go through that. So I actually own San Diego Acne Clinic. My acne was so bad that I left the corporate world to go figure out skin. And when I was in esthetician school, I was like, treating acne is the best thing ever. It's the most rewarding thing. I want to do it. And I like made that my career. And I met Kaylee here as one of my first patients at the clinic. And yeah, you had just gone off birth control and your skin erupted.
I had one of those horror stories and it's so fun because we did a meetup this morning at the property, like a coffee meetup, just anyone that wanted to come hang, grab coffee/tea because coffee can sometimes be an acne trigger. So I was like, yes. Whatever you want, lemon water, like a lemon water meetup. This woman was there sharing her story, which was almost identical to mine. We actually get this story so much in the DMs and email and people asking questions about it. So there's a lot of women that are on birth control for so long. Like we're put on as a teenager for mood swings, for acne, for all these random reasons at age like 13, 14, 15. And so I'd been on it for like 10 plus years. And I decided to get off it because I had gone back to school to study holistic nutrition. I was so passionate about everything I was putting in and on my body. And I didn't want to be on any prescription medication. I wanted to like feel very intuitive with my body. So I wanted to get off birth control and I got off birth control. And what can happen to many women is because birth control can deplete so many vitamins and nutrients, and it can actually be this, like the great analogy is taking the batteries out of the smoke alarm when there's still a fire. So the alarm just doesn't go off. So birth control can many times mute the signaling of your body if something else is going on. So I had an autoimmune condition where the symptoms were muted for years and years. So get off birth control and it might not seem traumatic just stopping to take the pill every single day because it's like, oh, I'm just not taking the pill every day. But actually to your body, being on a medication for 10 years and then going off of it can actually be internally traumatic. So the body can go through this state of trauma and kind of freak out and not know how to regulate its own hormones. It's just really confused. It was used to getting this one medication for 10 years. So I was one of those people that my body freaked out after. It broke out with bright red inflamed cystic acne all up both my cheeks, down my neck. And I'd never dealt with acne like this. I dealt with like standard teenage acne where like I was given the harsh creams, like all the things as a teenager, but nothing to the point that was that I needed like an Accutane for. And so I'd gone to every doctor, dermatologist you could possibly imagine. All I was handed was more birth control, antibiotics, spironolactone, and Accutane. And I kept getting pushed. And every time I would push back, just questioning like, okay, I understand you want me to take this, but what, like something's wrong with my body. Like what's going on? Like, I don't know. Let's just try this. And I knew there was a better solution. I almost went on Accutane. I started the process to do it because it's about a 30-day process to get on it with like pregnancy tests. And my mom was like begging me not to go on it. And I didn't want to, but at this point it had been 8-9 months of dealing with this. I didn't want to leave my house. I felt so depressed. I was packing on theater makeup. I was like Googling what the Miss America pageant girls were wearing because like they struggled with acne, but they're still on camera. And I had a bit of an identity crisis when I looked in the mirror because my face looked so disfigured. So one last Google search, I found Danielle, San Diego Acne Clinic, and my whole life was transformed. I learned all about the nuances of acne, which a lot we talk about in our the episode number one together. We like really tackle through the acne checklist, but we identified about 12 different acne triggers going on. I removed all of them. I got on a proper skincare routine. I got to understand what pore clogging ingredients were, what proper exfoliation meant, and my skin was completely clear, no scar damage in 2 months.
Yeah, her before and after is unreal. Mm-hmm. Like it's pinned to the top of our Instagram and to her personal. But so normally, even if you were, if it's that bad and you're like, I'm desperate, I'm going to go on Accutane, the process is gnarly. You purge for like 2 months. It gets much worse for most people for like several months. And then it starts to like slowly heal. So the fact that we did all that in less than 2 months and then healed your scars is like pretty much unheard of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, back to that checklist that we went through, that's literally the education that Kaylee received and that we go over in the clinic when we have a new patient is what we've scaled ClearStem into. So like our skin quiz goes over stuff like this and some of the 12 triggers that she had. I still have your chart and I pull it sometimes. Oh, I won't throw it away.
I have a picture of that. Can I frame it?
Yes. Yes. It's at the office, but yes. But it was hair conditioner. It's stuff people don't think of. It's hair conditioner. Mm-hmm. There was coconut oil in it. And it was a very like high-end hair conditioner. I think it was Pureology, which is great for your hair, but it gets all over your pillowcase and that gets on your cheeks, right? So it was that. And it was a bunch of your vitamins, taking too much
B12. I was taking so many vitamins. Yeah. Like I just and was too like much vitamin D. Yeah.
Yeah. So even healthy vitamins, you're getting devil's in the dosage with everything. Like you can drink too much water and die. Like devil's in the dosage, right? So it was too much of a good thing. And that's what we see really often, like too much B12, too much vitamin D, too much zinc, and then biotin. Biotin was in one of yours, like your skin vitamins,
right? Yeah, hair, skin, and nails. So like we want to take biotin because we was like, oh, we want our hair to grow. We want our nails to be strong. But in reality, it can actually cause really aggressive acne, especially like people that who are really acne prone, they're like, oh, I cannot touch that. And other people don't find out until later because they're like, oh, it couldn't be my hair supplement. Like, it's just like not something people think of. Yeah, it's for my skin. So just make it better.
I have questions about the acne scarring because you guys both talk about having like bad acne and there's no scarring. Like what were you doing? How did that happen?
So the first product that I was formulating, I wanted to use it just for my clinic patients because I have every different type of skin you can imagine. And right. And it's San Diego Acne Clinic. That's when people come to you after the dermatology route has failed. They've all done Accutane. It failed. And it's aggressive. Right. By the time someone comes to me, like, it's like the kind that is scarring you. And I have a lot of different, like every different skin type you can imagine, like Indian skin, Filipina skin, everything you can imagine, right? And the darker skin scars so easily. And the caveat is that you can't do aggressive treatments on darker skin because that alone can scar them. Like for Kaylee, like I can do like an aggressive peel, layer it with a microderm, layer more peel, and then she has brand new face in a week. For someone who has darker skin, a darker Fitzpatrick, you have to be really careful. So I knew I had to heal their scars from a different angle. And that was the start of our first product.
That's our Cell Renew.
Cell Renew serum.
It's the OG one. Number one.
So it's a hyaluronic-based serum with anti-inflammatories like turmeric, ginger. What else is in there?
Willow herb.
Yeah, a bunch of other anti-inflammatories and then growth factors that actually tell the skin to heal. But the whole product line is made with anti-inflammatories and growth factors because that's how you actually get the healing response that you want.
Wow. Can you guys tell me like the truth behind Accutane and spironolactone? Because I haven't been on Accutane before, but I just hear all the time, like on TikTok, how bad they are for you.
Oh, TikTok.
And I just need to know like the truth.
A lot of information. So spironolactone is very different from Accutane, but they're handed out like candy, you know, at the same visit half the time. So generally the playbook is birth control, antibiotics, then when that fails, then spironolactone, when that fails, then Accutane. So all these things, like Kaylee said, they take the battery out of the smoke alarm. Antibiotics can work if the true cause is bacterial infection. Most of the time it's not. It's from your product. It's from a hormonal thing. It's from vitamins you're taking, et cetera. So, and you can't stay on antibiotics forever. So then the spironolactone, enter that. So what that is, it's used, it's a medication for something else that's used off label.
It's something with heart.
Blood pressure.
Blood pressure. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it affects your kidneys. It makes you pee all the time. There's a lot of weird side effects. But basically it works on one angle of acne. It works to minimize androgens, aka your male hormones, right? So that's one part of the puzzle. It's not the whole puzzle. It does not solve it if your products are breaking you out or if your food is breaking you out, right? So again, kind of works until it doesn't. Then you go to the big guns, Accutane. Accutane is a very intense form of vitamin A, and it can be really damaging to the liver. So they do a lot of blood work to kind of see where your liver enzymes are at. You have to not be pregnant at all. You have to go through a couple different birth control methods. You have to be using two, and they give you a pregnancy test every month. And it's like, it's pretty gnarly to go through. I mean, I did it three times. I got all the side effects. And by the way, there's no shame. Like if you've had to do Accutane, you're desperate and you've been suffering for a long time and you just want it to stop. So there's a reason people do this, mm-hmm. right? And the side effects are like your knuckles will peel, your ears are peeling, your eyes are dry. Depression's a big one. Your bones are achy. Like it feels like poison a little bit because it kind of is. So it's a last ditch effort. There's a time and a place to consider it. Like I've worked with people who are on Accutane and I'm still helping them topically, still helping them with the root causes. So if you're going to do it, just really understand it and also be aware of what your diet is doing and what your products are doing. Otherwise, it's going to come back.
I had a really good friend in high school do it. And I just remember how difficult it was. And like the dry skin and all the other side effects.
It was
just
scary.
I was getting like permanent vision loss. Like I had to, like my third round, and I was like 29 and I'd already done it twice. And like I had to stop like 5 months in. I didn't get to finish the full 6 months. It came right back within like 2 weeks. Wow. So you really need to understand root causes of anything if you want long-term solutions.
Okay, let's go to the root causes. Can you explain those and all the acne triggers that you guys have like figured out?
The great one to start with is pore clogging ingredients, because you can be doing all the internal work and working to figure out anything, everything. You can be paying for lab work, gut tests, you name it. And you can be eating the cleanest of clean diet. But if you're still using products topically that have pore cloggers, you still will break out. So we love people to start there because it actually is a money saver, because usually they're removing products out of their routine and they're just finding ones that have non-pore cloggers in them. So we create a great checker for everyone because it's so overwhelming. Like back in the day in Danielle's clinic, I had like a piece of paper that had printed out all the pore cloggers, and I'd go to like Sephora and everything for my makeup, and I'd be like carrying around this piece of paper, like checking the back of everything. So to make it easy, because we want it to be a very stress-free process for people, we create a pore clogging ingredients checklist on our website. So the easiest thing to do, you want to start with skincare, makeup, and hair conditioner. What you want to do, lay them all out in front of you, go on your laptop, Google each one of your products, copy and paste the ingredient deck. Don't get fooled by the key ingredients where they try to just say there's like five ingredients in it. You usually have to scroll down and like find the full ingredient deck, not just the actives. You want to copy and paste that into our ingredients checker, and it'll show up red if there's any pore cloggers. And then you can also double check because we have the full list below. So that's the first thing. Usually people will find out their moisturizer, SPF, typically a foundation. We found your bronzer last time.
Yeah, that was tough.
We did it like in the moment.
I did change the bronzer. But here's the thing. Like, okay. I know that my bronzer that I'm using now definitely has it. Yeah. Like, it's really exhausting.
Hey, as long as you're informed and you choose it.
Exactly. I know. The biggest thing is like informed consent. Like, you can choose whatever you want. But the most frustrating thing is when someone's struggling with acne and doesn't know where it's coming from. So can always pinpoint it. So we have everyone go through, again, skincare, makeup, hair conditioner, check it. And then you can replace it with, of course, Clearsims, all non-pore clogging, but there's a lot of amazing brands out there. Like for makeup, we love Priya. And even if you're getting your makeup professionally done and using more of like a luxury line, even the Giorgio Armani Lumina Silk, like that one's non-pore clogging. So there are options out there. It stinks sometimes because you have to do the research yourself. And even some brands that'll claim to be non-comedogenic, that means non-pore clogging. You might also see the term non-acnegenic. All three basically mean the same thing. There's no heavy regulation around it, so someone can claim non-comedogenic and you can still find a pore clogger in there.
For makeup, does that mean you need to be looking for like clean makeup?
No. Okay. I love this question.
Yes. Okay, I figured.
Clean does not have anything to do with acne safe. Clean is referring to toxins, right? But it's so misleading because people are like, clean, that must mean it means whatever the listener wants it to mean, essentially, right? So people think that it means, great, it's not going to clog their pores or leave like any gunk behind, right? But what clean actually means is non-toxic or no hormone disruptor. So it's going to be rid of things like parabens and phthalates and, you know, other, you know, toxic ingredients and endocrine disruptors, which is important. Our line is also like that, but it has nothing to do with pore cloggers. So, for example, coconut oil, shea butter, and algae are in almost all a clean products, but they will still break you out like crazy because it's thicker than your natural oil.
Coconut oil is so interesting to me because I feel like it's literally in anything. But when you, like, when you're young and you're doing this like DIY mask,
I know, like,
rubbing,
we all rubbed coconut oil all over our faces.
And they'd be like, it's a miracle product. You can use it for literally everything. Turns out you can't. Not good.
It is so, it causes the most cystic, aggressive breakouts. I even got a facial last week. I was just trying out a new place. And she said that everything was non-pore clogging. And usually I really, really hyper check, but I was just like practicing being like more relaxed and chill.
It backfired.
It failed. I was being like so chill. And I was like, okay, I trust her. And then we look, because like none of the back bar items had the full ingredient deck. And when I checked in the front desk, because they like sold some of the things, and I checked, and the mask that it had had shea butter in it. And I had 5 cystic pimples like last week from this enzyme mask. That an enzyme mask is supposed to like clean out your pores. So it was basically cleaning out my pores and re-plugging them even deeper with shea butter. And I broke out so hard. I like coated my face in our sulfur spot mask because I like zapped it. But I like immediately went home. I like exfoliated more. I like put on our mask and I was able to get rid of them in a few days, which was great. But it's like, it's really, it can be really challenging sometimes, but when you know your whole routine at home is in check, you can feel really confident about washing your hair, doing your makeup, doing your skincare routine, and knowing it's not topical. So that's the very first thing to rule out before you go through the rest of the acne checklist that we can chat about too.
Yeah. And if anyone has, is they're looking at their skin, they're like, I have little blackheads and little bumps or congestion everywhere. If it's all over your face, it's from a product. It's from something that's going all over your face. Probably your moisturizer, your sunscreen, or your makeup. Those are the top three that break people out.
Can you tell if it's coming from food? Like, is there a sign of that?
Yeah. So different foods actually show up a little differently. So dairy, if you're breaking out all over, dairy can just make it all worse. But here is the lowdown on like face mapping for this conversation that will help people. So dairy and excess vitamin D break you out where you'd have a goatee. So just remember, dairy and D where I'd have a goatee.
Got it.
So if it's literally like if you were to put your fingers at the side of your mouth going down, that's where those two things get you. Eggs can get you in your lymphatic zone, which is different, right? And that can be like in a highway almost. It'll be like in a stripe, like on your cheeks or on your lower jaw and going down your neck near the lymph nodes, literally. So if you're getting it like under your jaw right there and kind of down your neck and you have eggs pretty often, cut them out for a month and you will see a difference. Mm-hmm. Gluten can impact people in a similar pattern to eggs because it bothers the lymphatic system as well, but it can kind of just create inflammation everywhere. And people are more prone to breaking out in the lower half of their face if it's something that's affecting their hormones, because the hormones kind of act on the hair follicles, and that's where we have deeper hair follicles. But if it's sugar, it's going to get you more on your forehead and in your T-zone. So like that can be like your nose, like the little spot under your chin. But sugar generally is the culprit for most teenagers, right? And that's why teenagers get it so bad on their forehead. Coffee and too much caffeine and or dehydration can get you mainly in your temples, like right at the end of your eyebrows.
That makes sense. That's actually really helpful. You can like figure
it's
it
not
out.
It's not the complete list by any stretch. You know? But it's overwhelming when you look at face maps online because it'll point to like this one spot, be like, this is your gallbladder. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do with that? Right. And then some of it's like, oh, this part might be your stomach. Like, OK, maybe. But it's also like X, Y, and Z that's in your normal day to day life.
So it makes it a little easy. Like, it makes it easier for people to play detective. It's like, OK, let's go through the list. Let's see where I'm breaking out. What are my patterns? What are the easy things to remove to try to get to a baseline? Because then you can always reintroduce things to start to see how your skin reacts. With eggs, some people break out right away. Like, I can't have eggs every single day. I'll break out. But I have them maybe once a week and I'm fine. I notice if I up it a little more, I will start to have more of those cystic underneath my chin area.
Yeah, and see if I have them even once I break out the next day.
So everyone's a little different with that. Same with dairy. Like, I can get away with like a day or two. Well, I always take our supplement when I have dairy, so I don't break out. Same. So I don't know. It's like I can eat dairy a little bit more now than I used to, but our supplement really helps you not break out while eating dairy. It's our Mind Body Skin supplement.
Okay.
So we developed that after like 8+ years of seeing lab work in people who are acne prone. and really seeing the same pattern show up over and over and over again for people. So we create a supplement that's a natural alternative to going the prescription route. So it's something that you can do holistically for your body that can help with acne without going to Accutane, spironolactone, antibiotics, anything like that, because it's actually tackling the root cause instead of covering it up.
Yeah, and it's like six different areas of your body that it's helping. So it's got DIM for estrogen metabolism, which is huge because we all have like xenoestrogens and like toxic estrogens, if you want to call them that, right? So it helps the liver process out the bad ones so the good ones can actually do their work. Then it has B5, which helps to curb the testosterone and the androgen and oil activity.
Which can help a lot with people who have PCOS.
Yes.
Because their testosterone is already high. So we've gotten a ton of feedback from our community, which was beautiful to see because we know how many women struggle with PCOS and how unbelievably painful it is. And they've been telling us that it helps so much with PCOS symptoms and helps them get through that time of the month.
Yeah, PCOS is gnarly, right? Yeah. So it has the B5. B5 also helps with digestion, and digestion's a huge part of acne. It also has digestive enzymes that help you break down all of your protein and your fat and your carbs. Most people think it's just gut health, like their microbiome and their probiotics, but it's in the stomach normally is where people are having trouble with their digestive system. So enzymes are really helpful and important. So those are also in there. There's a healthy amount of vitamin A that helps your skin's natural shedding cycle, so your pores don't get clogged as easily. And then there's turmeric for inflammation, milk thistle and dandelion for liver and lymph. And then our main formula has 5-HTP, which also helps with stress because stress breaks people out. And then we have a formula without the 5-HTP, and that's for anyone who's on antidepressants or who's sensitive to 5-HTP.
Wow. See, this is one of the ones that Macy is just...
It's a game changer. Yeah. It changes lives.
Wow, that is amazing.
It's so wonderful to hear, like, back to the meetup that we hosted this morning, and this woman showed up and shared that she had been struggling with aggressive acne for a year and a half, had gone everywhere, tried anything. She was so depressed. She couldn't leave her house. And she finally got like an ad or something. She'd seen Mind Body Skin somewhere. She's like, you know what? I'll give this a try. Like, why not? And she said in a matter of 2 weeks, she had seen such a difference in her skin. And we actually went back to the DMs because she had messaged me and I like showed all the before and afters. And it's so beautiful to give people their confidence back. Like when people are really aggressively struggling with acne, they're usually like, I don't want to leave my house. I feel really depressed. It's affecting their life, their relationship, how they feel about themselves. And to be able to give people their self-confidence back and feel confident leaving the house without makeup and just feel really good about themselves, like that's the best part of it.
No, totally. What are the other acne triggers?
So let's go through it. So we did pore clogging ingredients. We talked about eggs. Yeah, you mentioned the vitamin D, zinc, B12, biotin, all of those in excess amounts. Again, these are all amazing nutrients for your body. It's the excess amount, devil's in the dosage with them. Dairy is a really big one. And a lot of people aren't drinking milk on the day-to-day, but where it can sneak in is whey protein is a huge aggressor. You may or may not buy whey protein at home, but if you go to your local smoothie shop and you just let them add whatever protein, many times it's whey protein. LA, not so much, but as soon as I leave LA, the first protein they're putting in is whey.
So I check it every time because of you guys now.
Yeah, because you might not even know. Your favorite on-the-go protein bar or a quick little like protein drink, like it can sneak in all these different places. So it's just really important to get into the habit of looking at the ingredient deck and just asking questions like, oh, what kind of protein source do you use? And whey can cause really, really aggressive acne. You can also see an ingredient list like milk protein isolate. And so there's a lot of different ways dairy can show up if you're not drinking milk every single day or cream in your coffee, for example. But we like to encourage people to eliminate it for about 30 days to let that inflammation go down and reintroduce it. For instance, like I gave up cheese and dairy for a really long time, and now I can feel more confident eating it every once in a while. I love a sheep's milk. I love a goat's milk. I take Mind Body Skin when I
just
have
take
my
extra
cheese.
When I'm gonna have cheese.
and works. So you can get to a place where you don't, it's not to create a fear around food in any means. It's to really help people just understand what those root causes are and that you can eliminate it for a certain period of time and then slowly bring it back in and see how your body reacts. So gluten can actually show up a little bit differently for everyone. It just depends where someone's inflammation in their body shows up. It can show up in joint pain. It can show up in sinus issues, acne, rashes, eczema. Eczema is deeply linked to a gluten sensitivity as well. So people who are struggling with acne, we also encourage them to remove that. For gluten actually takes about 30 days to leave your system as a whole. So the minimum of 30 days to let it fully exit your system and watch that inflammation. So we have dairy, eggs,
soy and excess. Soy in excess, like if you're vegan, vegetarian, and you're eating a lot of soy and tofu, that's going to mess with your estrogen for sure. And it's also extremely processed, especially when you're talking about tofu. So yeah, that can be one for the vegan, vegetarian crew. Mm-hmm. That is one of the bigger ones for them. But yeah, it's really getting to know your body and seeing how you feel after certain foods and eliminating the known triggers. Eggs, yeah. Dairy, gluten, sugar. Sugar regulation is huge. We're actually coming out with a sleep magnesium product and we're putting inositol in it. So it helps with blood sugar.
That's great.
Yeah. So one thing people can do, even if you don't eliminate anything yet, but you eat foods differently, like when you eat them, you can have a huge impact on your inflammation level. For example, in the morning, if the first thing you go for is coffee with creamer and you're not hydrated first and you don't have any protein in your system,
already like yummy.
It'll strike you. Okay. So here's what you do.
She gets so mad at me every time. I didn't used to be this way. I don't know what happened to me. It's me now. Okay. I'm sorry.
Coffee is addictive. That's why. I know.
It's not even like the drink. It's the ritual of it.
I know.
You know, I drink my like AG1 first. So now I do. So thank you very much. Anyways.
Yeah. So in your coffee, what you can do is put a little bit of like a clean protein powder. Like I do like a bone broth protein. I mix it up, but add like a little bit of protein in there and or like do like a little bite of avocado or cashew butter first. Just something where there's fat and protein at the scene before sugar. Okay. Apple cider vinegar is a huge one too.
Wait, so you put bone broth protein?
Yeah, it's unflavored. It actually tastes like a little bit of vanilla.
I'm actually a huge bone broth girl. That's not what I'm really worried about. It's more so like, you drink that without creamer or you?
No, I do. I use Laird's superfood creamer. Okay. Or no, actually I'm using nut pods recently because it has like almost no sugar. So actually I stopped drinking coffee because I just actually don't think it's good for you. But I drink organic tea and then there's like a million flavors you can play with. So it's more fun. So I do tea, I'll do a little bit of protein and then I'll do the Laird's or nut pods creamer. And it's almost just like a thicker kind of beverage. I don't know. You can just like go with your whimsy and make your own. But having protein or fat before you have any sugar is like vital to avoid a glucose spike.
I love coffee. It's my ritual in the morning too. And the one thing that finally got me to eat before coffee, because I don't like want a meal before coffee. I also don't like to eat a whole meal the second I wake up. And I try to wait about an hour to have my coffee to like let all of the adenosine and like my body wear out. So I'm like ready to go for the day. So adenosine, by the way, it's like the sleepy molecule. So it's still lingering when you wake up. And if you have caffeine, it's an adenosine blocker. And so it'll actually cause a rebound effect later. So a lot of times if you have coffee too quick first thing in the morning, that's why you need more and more cups and you feel like you need a midday nap because that adenosine is like creeping back in. So if you can wait about 60 minutes, like you won't have that rebound effect and like need more coffee. But my new favorite thing in the whole world is called RAR bars, RAWR. They actually make them homemade out of Minnesota and they like, cause it takes like 7 days for them to come in when you order cause they hand make them out of
it's
a kitchen.
Crazy that 7 days feels like a lifetime now. It's like, the shipping is really long.
The 7 days, like, it takes a year for them to come in, be prepared. But they have this banana nut flavor and
that
it literally,
so good.
It's so good. It makes me feel like I'm having a banana muffin with my coffee every morning. I wake up excited to have it and it finally lets me get in protein while I'm having my coffee for healthy hormones.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Because I know, I mean, there's so many issues. But I know that I'm not supposed to drink coffee as soon as I wake up and I didn't used to be this way. Okay. And then I started, but then I made myself drink greens first. So that's what I need to do. Because I still need the protein.
Hey, that's better because you're drinking it with water. You're hydrating a little bit first.
At least I'm doing that. Yeah. But I still need to like make some moves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the ritual, like something about it.
I know. It's so
I
cozy.
I love it.
I love it.
Get some cashew butter. Have a spoonful of that first. It's just as exciting. And then you have a little bit of fat, a little bit of protein in there. Mm-hmm. And then you sip on your coffee.
I have about 15 cashew butters in my pantry.
Perfect.
So good. They just have accumulated
spoonful a day.
Yeah, and cashews have an ingredient that makes you feel good, actually. So
really?
Yeah. Oh,
I
love that.
So what I like about you guys is you use a lot of smart words, but you make it digestible. Like, I can understand what you're saying. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you say all these, like, crazy words that I've never heard in my life. And then I'm like, yes, I get it.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Then you find yourself repeating them later, like, yeah, the next day.
And I'm like, actually, I'm a scientist. Yeah. Like, I go back to my friends and I'm like, oh, that's why.
My adenosine is repeating an Andrew Huberman podcast. So I'm Andrew Huberman right now.
I am Andrew Huberman. Like, that is what I think of myself now.
No, I learned that from him. And I was like, oh, I'm now going to share this fact with everyone. Yes.
Well, I stopped the 60-minute thing I think I got from him, too.
Yeah. It's great.
I feel like every health hack in the past like couple of years is it all comes from him, even if you don't know.
We all just needed a really hot guy to tell us these things. Yes. That's why we're all listening now.
Yeah, I know. We're
that's
obsessed.
That's actually so true.
That's science.
I never thought
he
of it
speaks
like that.
To me every morning.
Like yes. This is so true. Okay, wait, I saw you guys talking about the temperature that you should be showering in.
Yes.
Like, what is this about?
Oh, okay. So your face. And think of your face as your face, your neck, and your chest, right? So you don't want really hot water on your face because it denatures and kind of destroys your skin protein. And it does that. And so what happens then is you have this cascade effect where you have like damaged protein cells and they're replicating, but they're replicating damaged versions of themselves. So your skin's just going to look, it's going to age faster. It's going to be kind of dull. You're going to get spots. You're going to get weird texture stuff. And why that's also so bad is because the heat strips away your lipid barrier, which is your first line of defense against UV damage. So it's like your own natural sunscreen, right? Your moisture barrier is what protects you the most from UV exposure, right? So you want to make sure that you're protecting your barrier all the time. So in the morning, you can just splash off with cold water. You don't have to do like an aggressive cleanse. And it's, you know, especially if you went to bed and your moisturizer was from Clearstem, so you know it wasn't clogging you up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all you need to do is splash it off with some cool water in the morning. When you're taking your makeup off at the end of the day, use lukewarm water. You just don't want to stand in the shower with hot water beating on your face because you will age yourself so much faster. And you'll never be able to catch up to it because it's happening every day. Like, you can't make up for that level of inflammation.
You can't facelift your way out of that.
No.
We had this one customer that sent us a before and after. And she had been using Clearstem products for a while. So that was really consistent. The only thing she changed was stop washing her face in hot water. And all her wrinkles by crow's feet, you could see in the before picture when she was washing her face in hot water, they were like really, really deep groove wrinkles. And they had shrunk to like half that amount to kind of like a smoother look to wrinkles.
Wow.
Just by, for 2 weeks, stopping washing her face in hot water.
Yeah, like if you're in your 20s and you're finding yourself, especially like your mid-20s, and you're finding yourself getting like crow's feet and like forehead wrinkles, and like you're like, why am I suddenly getting all these lines? It's probably from hot water. Stop doing that and your skin will actually be able to heal. Because people are getting Botox so young now and no one's talking to them about what's actually causing some of these premature wrinkles. And it's just this vicious cycle.
So I don't wash my face in hot water, but I shower in hot water.
Just put your face outside of the stream and okay, the rest is okay. I mean, it dries your skin out, right? So as long as you're moisturizing after, but you really don't want it on your face because you're like right now you're wearing clothes. So your skin can be dry on your arms and your chest, but it's not going to get UV damage much faster because it's being covered. Your face isn't really covered, so it's going to get that UV exposure all day.
Wow. Okay. This is not that hard for me to do.
It's an easy step that has a massive impact.
Easy. Wow. Okay. See, I would have never known this. This is why I have you guys on. Okay. So what has really changed in the past 2 years at Clearstem?
So much.
Yes. So our newest thing last year, and this was something we had truly been wanting to do since day one. There's so many people who are struggling with acne. And of course, our topical products are a great solution. The acne checklist, amazing solution. Our mind, body, skin really can help people. But there's still that small percentage of people that have done everything and they're still dealing with aggressive acne. And that's because something is going on internally. It could be mold toxicity, could be heavy metals, could be something deeply hormonally related, could be a major deficiency that they're struggling with or a drainage issue in their body. And the best way to figure that out is through lab testing. But the lab testing that exists, one, it's so expensive for people. Like, people can spend thousands and thousands of dollars lab testing. And two, that's like, what do you test? Like, do I take the GI map? Do I do the Dutch test? Do I order this blood work? What blood work do I order? It's very confusing. And usually when people are struggling with acne and they're working with someone who's ordering a bunch of tests, they kind of order everything. It's like, get the GI map, get the Dutch test, get the lab work. And again, they're like thousands of dollars into it. So it's not very accessible for people and it's really overwhelming and it's still hard to pinpoint. And so we created an acne lab test. It's a blood panel test of over 86 markers that all come back to what are the actual root cause of acne. Again, hormonally related, deficiencies, drainage, digestion issues, mold toxicity, heavy metals, you name it. And we developed this, and it has been truly transformative for people that really needed that last step and knowing something was wrong with their body, and they're doing everything to help with their acne. But it's, again, it's something internally they have to fix. So people order on our website. We partnered with Rupa Labs for it. They order it. They get their blood work done. The blood requisition form is automatically sent to them. They get their lab results back. And those, the first round of lab results they get back are the same ones that you'll get like when you get run by a doctor. You see like optimal, you see your ranges. From there, it's analyzed by our acne lab specialists. They don't look at the typical standard American ranges because those are optimal ranges, not based on your averages of your body, but the rest of America. You don't want to, your own averages in your own body, you don't want to be based on someone else's optimal ranges. It's different for you. And so they have a different set of optimal ranges and looking at it from a deep acne perspective. And so they get back an acne analysis of what patterns are we seeing that are the root cause of acne. We have a protocol, and then they are also automatically join our membership. They get 3 free months in it. Within the membership are a bunch of videos that break down the acne lab panel if they want to learn more. But more importantly, we have office hours in there. We have once a week, our acne lab specialists do Zoom meetups where anyone can go in and just ask questions, dig deeper, go over their own lab results in more of a group setting. And everyone in there is so supportive. They're all helping each other out, giving each other recommendations. Mm-hmm. If anyone experiences a purge with a detox they're going through, they're so supportive. They're like, don't worry, it only lasts about 2 weeks, but like, this can help a lot with the purge. And they're like, you can do this. Like, it's just, it's amazing to see the support system that exists in there, because so many women who are struggling with acne, and men too, but we see it more on social with women. Those are the ones that are just more forward with sharing. They could feel so lonely, like they're the only ones going through it. No one else can understand. And having this membership where everyone's going through it and truly discovering their personal root causes has just transformed people's confidence and intuitiveness with their own body and truly getting to the bottom of their acne.
That's amazing.
It's been really, it's been beautiful to see, but also so interesting with the patterns. Like I check in with our team every week and I was like, well, like, what patterns are you seeing the most with people? And the biggest one that they're seeing that they were so surprised by that are like off the charts is actually heavy metals. There's a lot of heavy metals in protein powders. We've been seeing the whole metal water bottle craze that's going over all over like TikTok and Instagram about like testing for lead in certain metal water bottles. But also just there's a lot of things. There's the tap water that has it. There's products that have it, that like packaged products on the shelves. And so it's kind of hard to avoid at this point. There's like big things that you can remove by making sure your pans are non-toxic. Again, the water bottle you're drinking out of every single day, your protein powder.
So we shouldn't be drinking out of a metal water bottle?
Not a lot of that. So I see all these like Instagram reels where people are like testing each one. So there are some brands that test heavy for lead and heavy metals and other ones. So for instance, Hydro Flask does not. So okay. I've been seeing that test. And so a lot of the girls have been switching over because they love like the big, you know what I'm talking about, the big one. And I don't want to name names. So the big one, but the one that I've seen that the Hydro Flask is good. Like from what I've seen, everyone testing, everyone reporting back, that one has tested for no heavy metals for the girls that love those big water bottles.
Got it. Yeah. Good to know. Speaking of trends, what do you guys think about the whole raw milk trend?
It's better than conventional dairy milk, but it still has hormones in it.
Yeah. Okay.
So it has the natural enzymes that help you break down the lactose, but that's not the real issue for a lot of people. If you normally drink milk or have dairy and you get like a rumbly and you're tumbly and you're just like, you're feeling uncomfortable from it, like that's from the lactose. But that's like the enzymes not being there to help you break it down. But the real issue for acne is the hormones, and that affects you kind of like the next couple of days. So it's like, it's helpful for that reason, but it doesn't solve the acne issue. Is it better? Yeah. Is it like a sure thing? No.
I did it for a while because I like love being the guinea pig and testing out things. No. And like, it was so delicious. Like, it was so good. And I was actually able to get away with it a few days longer than I would regular dairy. But then I started to see little breakouts creep up. And I also saw that my skin was getting a little duller because my pores were just getting a little more clogged. And so, again, it's raw, not raw. Like, if someone still has a major issue with dairy at the end of the day, like, it's still dairy.
Yeah.
It still has
my favorite milk is Milkademia.
So good.
Where are people even finding raw milk?
At least in California, you can get it at like Sprouts and Whole Foods. Okay. There's a very specific brand that's raw milk. So I think Whole Foods has started to carry it. I also know a lot of people who live in like Pennsylvania and New Jersey that have like farms mm-hmm. that they go pick it up from. Like my sister, she lives in Virginia and she literally like drives to this person's like back garage and like picks up her like raw
That's like
milk.
Really how I'm trying to be with everything right now. Like yeah. I have like, I need a guy for everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I want
like,
all
I got
to
my milk
neighborhood. So I'm going to start walking really slow and just kind of like peeking around, like seeing what I have to work with, you know?
If you have
I live
no
near horses,
issues.
So oh, I feel like that. I got it, you know?
If you have no issues with it and you like feel fine, your skin is great, like go for it. Like some people can really tolerate it, but I think there's this like, I don't want to say like bullying sense, but it's like, oh, it's raw, like everyone can do it, and so there's a whole grouping of people that feel like they should be able to do it, and they're like pushing through when they're still breaking out, and it's like, oh, it must not be the raw milk because it doesn't break her out, but it's just everyone's body is a little different, so what might work for someone may not work for you.
Got it. What like three things need to be in everyone's skincare routine? Or more. Or less.
That's a great question. So an acne safe moisturizer, for sure. Everyone needs to moisturize their skin. Even if you have oily skin, you can be dehydrated and oily at the same time. So it's really important. And also we're washing our face regularly and our skin's not really designed for that. So water itself is actually drying on the skin. It's a pH of 7. Our skin's a pH of 5.5. It does throw our skin off to be cleansed and be in contact with water that much. So balancing it out with a moisturizer that is acne safe and pH balanced like ours is a must. And then also a mineral sunscreen. Mineral, physical, same thing. Zinc is what you really, really want because zinc is like a shield. You put it on and it reflects back the sun's rays. And it's also anti-inflammatory. And it's safe enough to put around your delicate eye skin, which is very, very important. So a really good zinc-based sunscreen that's also free of pore cloggers is very important. And also the right exfoliation. So we really believe that most people need a therapeutic blend of physical and chemical exfoliation. So that, aka a scrub and an alpha hydroxy acid of some kind. That can be, you know, a mandelic acid, which is what we find is like the Goldilocks of acids. It's not as irritating as glycolic, but it's a lot stronger than salicylic. So mandelic is really the sweet spot. It's very brightening and it also works on fungal acne. So using a scrub for like, even if it's just like 5 to 8 seconds, just to get rid of that surface layer of skin and then putting a mandelic acid on right afterwards, it's able to penetrate into the pore, keep it clear, dissolve any congestion, and then it also stimulates collagen and brightens at the same time. So as far as like maximum impact with minimal effort, like you really just need to dial in your exfoliation, your moisturizer, and your sunscreen.
See, I don't exfoliate. I know that's really bad. I'm going to start, but this is why, okay? It's because I self-tan. And so I exfoliate when I need to tan,
yep.
But just throughout the week, I don't want to exfoliate because I don't want to get rid of my tan.
Yeah.
So I have to just get over that.
See, I'm very similar. I tan my whole body from literally here down. And then I just like bronzer everything to like in like my foundation, everything to match because I deal like I love having self tanner on my body, but I also love to exfoliate. It makes the biggest difference in your skin, both with like dull skin, textured skin, aging skin. It just brightens. It evens everything out. It gives you this like glassy skin glow that you want. It's just exfoliation is game changing.
How often are you using your self tanner on your face? Twice a week?
Yeah, well, I self-tan probably once a week. And then I have like a face spray. I'll use that probably like twice a week. So should I just do it after I exfoliate? Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of want to do that anyway because your skin's going to naturally kind of shed off the way. So you are supposed to exfoliate beforehand so that it goes on evenly. Mm-hmm. You're doing it twice a week for your skin. You're not that acne prone. That's probably the sweet spot for you. And that's why your skin looks so good.
Thank you. I want to get into ClearScent products because I need to tell you something about your moisturizer. I don't think anything has ever smelled better. Ever. It just something I like open it up and it just makes my morning every day. It smells so good. So here's what I've been using and then we can go in because I'm sure a lot of people who are listening are like curious to what products they should be using. Not that the ones I'm using is whatever, but like this is what I like. Okay. I love the moisturizer. Well, you guys already know that I love like the SPF and the, what's the name of the powder?
The brush on sunscreen.
Yes.
Sunnyside.
Okay. This is the most genius product ever because if you like, I live in Texas and it's, you guys are obviously in California. Like I'm going to get sunburned all the time. I'm also Irish and my grandma's name is Maureen Delaney and she has red hair. Okay. Like I'm going to burn. So I wear sunscreen every single day, but I wasn't even thinking about the fact that you need to reapply it and then you're wearing makeup. So they have this like brush on sunscreen that you can just reapply throughout the day over your makeup And it is the most genius product ever. So that was my first favorite from ClearStem. Did I explain that correctly?
Yes. Yes. Perfectly. Okay, yeah. Great job.
And then I love the moisturizer, the Hydro Glow, I believe, isn't it?
Yep.
Love that stuff. I love, what is the one that Mason said earlier, the B, is it B-Taw? What if
Bounce Back.
Bounce Back.
Okay. I love that one as well. And then I use the eye cream or the eye gel.
That's my favorite product. Yes.
It is unbelievable.
It's unreal. I love it. And you can put it on your lips too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you put it all over your eyes, including your eyelid.
Oh.
And then whatever's left, you put it on your lips. I keep one in my purse all day and I'm constantly putting it on my lips.
And that's why I haven't had to do lip filler. You'll see her sneak it out of her purse no less than 10 times a day.
Yeah. It has a solid amount of B5 in it, panthenol. So B5 is like amazing internally and externally, right? But externally, it creates like a mild tingling sort of like action sensation. So it wakes up your eyes, it increases circulation, but on your lips, it actually plumps collagen on your lips.
Oh, wow.
And the peptides in it help your lips from aging because like we're doing our face all day, but then your lips age too. So it's like, if you love it, use it on your lips. You're going to be twice as obsessed.
Okay. I'm literally going to grab it from my bag in my car and put it in my purse.
Yes. The purse is where it belongs.
Yeah. That's so amazing. I love that stuff. Okay. What other products are like your favorites?
For me, back to exfoliation, Clearity, that's our yellow one, the mandelic acid one. That one, I have very textured skin. I have drier skin and I can actually do an acid on my skin that doesn't dry it out and actually, again, makes my skin look like I'm waking up with the glowiest, clear, even skin. Like I have very easily pigmented skin. Again, very fair, Irish, Welsh as well. So like I pigment so easily. I have like one little pimple. It used to like last for weeks on end until I could get rid of the pigmentation and Clearity just zaps it right out. So, and just leaves me with just the smoothest possible skin. So I am obsessed with it. I use it probably 4 days a week, but then I sometimes do it less if I'm in a really dry environment. If I'm in a more humid environment, I can use it like almost every single day of the week.
The thing with Clearity is, so any acid, here's a tip that so many people don't know. So if you have an alpha hydroxy acid or beta, which is salicylic, if you have an acid product, those are some of the most powerful tools in your skincare. But people are not told to let them sit alone on their skin for about 10 minutes before applying the next step. And it needs that little window to do its work. Because the moment you put something else on top, it neutralizes it and it stops working. So many people are using these like, you know, mandelic serums or these like, you know, lactic blends. And like, you know, these are good products, but if they're not used right and left alone for that little window, you don't get the benefit from them.
Okay, that actually reminds me of a very important question that I have for you. How long should I be waiting after I do my skincare before I put on my makeup to prevent it from like pilling? It like gets kind of weird looking.
Just let it dry. Let each layer dry before you add the next layer.
Okay.
And with the sunscreen, with any mineral sunscreen, you want to pat it into your skin. You want to like press it. Don't rub it a bunch because zinc is what it like makes it a good sunscreen, right? But you want to press it into your skin. If you rub it a bunch of times, the zinc itself will ball up. And that's just with all zinc-based sunscreen. So pat it in, let it dry. If you're in a hurry, just take your blow dryer on Cool Shot and just dry it and then go forward with your makeup.
Okay,
with Hydro Glow, you'll notice this like bouncy feeling in your skin.
Yeah.
Because I'll actually do like 2 full coats of it before I'm doing my makeup and it won't pill as long as I let it dry. And you'll feel like kind of this bounciness from your skin and then you know it's ready.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, so sorry. Anyways, products.
Sweet. Clearity, your favorite one.
Mind Body Skin. Mind Body Skin changed my life. I take it every day. I actually took like double the dose for almost a year just to like, because I know people are going to abuse it because it's like effective, right? And it lets you eat your favorite foods. So I actually was like, I'm going to be my worst customer ever, right? And I took it and it like, it's still like safe even at those levels. And it just makes you not as acneic. Like all the things that can break you out, like those 6 areas that I was like, that we were talking about, it really helps with all of them. So you just have this like, this cushion to like live your best life. Like we travel all the time. I travel to foreign countries and I want to eat everything. And so it's like, it allows me to like live my best life. And it makes me feel really good too, because I like the 5-HTP. So just not having the stress and worry about breaking out all the time is a huge gift. So that's my favorite product for sure. And that's what it does for most people that take it.
If someone's listening to this and they're going to use my discount code to go on ClearStem and it's their first time shopping, what 3 products should they get?
I would get the Clear Kit. I would start there because it's going to have your exfoliation. It's going to have Cell Renew in there, which is going to be, again, our OG product that we talked about that's amazing for scars, pigmentations, wrinkles, and it has your Hydro Glow in there too. So that's going to be the first place to start. But if someone is really struggling with acne, adding that Mind Body Skin on. because that's going to, they're going to see the biggest difference, and that's going to tackle the internal while they're tackling the external.
So what is next for ClearSim?
The best news ever. So a lot of people's hair products break them out and everyone blames the pillowcase. It's not the poor pillowcase's fault, right? It's the hair product.
You don't need a $300 pillowcase that you wash every single night.
No,
I promise.
You don't need to wash your pillowcase every night. Yeah. You can wash your pillowcase every night, but if your hair conditioner is loaded with pore cloggers, you're still going to break out. So you really need to focus on that. But every hair conditioner out there that doesn't have pore clogging ingredients like coconut oils and like some of the thicker waxy substances that make your hair feel soft, if it doesn't have those, they suck. So there's like, you're either choosing between your hair or your skin, and we solved that for people. So we're coming out with our hairline in about a month. It'll be ready in April.
We are so excited. So it's acne safe hair care, and it's more luxury hair care, color safe. Your hair is going to feel beautiful after. And it's just, we're so excited. Our community has actually asked for this since day one. Like day one, because we always talk about all the acne triggers. And of course, hair conditioner is the one that comes up all the time. They're like, which one do I use? We've sent them so many different places because a lot of brands will reformulate and maybe they might be acne safe for a little bit, then they'll reformulate, they're not anymore. And then people are like, this broke me out. And it was like, we were trying to keep up with how all these other brands were formulating. We're like, no, we need to make a ClearSim approved acne safe luxury shampoo and conditioner.
Are brands using these ingredients just because they're cheaper or because they just don't know or they don't care?
It's not their concern. So most people that are making hair products, they're there to treat the hair and to make the hair feel soft and manageable and, you know, comb through and silky and all those things. Nobody's thinking about it in terms of skin at all.
So they're not out to get us necessarily.
Yeah. Okay, no. Very, very rarely is anyone like out to get you. You know what I mean? Like that's people just don't know, and that's not what they're solving for. Totally. Right. And honestly, I've seen a lot of dermatologists with terrible skin. I've seen other people that own skincare companies and their skin isn't even cooperating. Like this isn't well-known knowledge. Like I have 10 years of clinical experience only doing this. And there's still curveballs thrown at us every day.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's like new,
new ingredients all the time.
There's like new oils you have to come out with. And we're like, all these new oils that come out for like marketing purposes. And we're like, we got to figure out if this is pore clogging or not. And a lot of them are. And it's just all these brand new ingredients that are coming out and not all of them are acne safe. And they're trying to be trendy and new. And it's just, it's exhausting to keep up with. And it's just back to the basics, right? Like it's the same with eating. Like you feel good eating real food, clean protein, fruits, vegetables. And then once you start experimenting with like all the packaged food and all the drinks and all the beverages, you start to not feel well. It's like back to the basics. Like that will never change.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I'm so excited about this hair care line. Where can they find you?
You can find us on all social platforms, ClearSim Skincare, our website, clearsimskincare.com, and Danielle's Instagram, Danielle the Acne Guru, and mine, Kaylee Christina.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kinsey Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kinsey the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.